Cale Bergerson, how you doing, man? Disney on Ice.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. We're excited about the big event. Talk about family friendly. Perfect time of year, too. It happens this weekend, the 18th through the 21st, over at the Reno Event Center. And Cale's on the line with me now. Cale, you've done quite a few of these tours with Disney and different productions. What part do you play on ice? Can you tell me?
Yeah, so I'm an ensemble skater, so I actually think of it as a privilege to do that because I'm in every major production number of the show from start to finish.
Wow.
So I get to do a lot of quick changes, and I'm always, you know, hustling to get back out there, and it's a lot of fun. And, yeah, I have been doing it for 8 years, so
wow.
It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. How many people are out on the road with you guys? How many folks are in the crew?
With cast, crew, and our staff members, I believe we have just under 100 people with us at all times.
That's still a pretty big production. What tour so far has been the most fun for you?
Oh, goodness. I loved doing Asia, Southeast Asia.
Okay.
And Singapore was actually really fun. I heard you mentioning Singapore earlier, so that kind of brought some memories back, being in Singapore. So.
Yeah, now I know you played hockey as a youngster. Were you the fighting, scrappy kind of player?
I really wish I was. That was actually more my older brother. I was definitely one that was just kind of like throwing myself into walls in the corners, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And my mom said, maybe he should try figure skating. And I didn't know what that was, and I thought she said finger painting, and I thought, well, I guess I'll give it a shot.
But yeah, I can make money finger painting, sure. Why not? Finger painting sounds like it'd be a lot easier than figure skating, that's for sure. I just, my wife and I just saw the I, Tonya show on Netflix or whatever, which one it was. Have you seen I, Tonya yet?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, pretty fascinating stuff. I'm sure you like to explore the cities that you're in. Have you ever visited Reno or Lake Tahoe?
I have not. I do have some friends that got to go see Lake Tahoe today, so I'm a little jealous. I've been looking at all their Instagram photos, but I'm going to get out here in Reno today later on and see some sights and do some stuff with some friends here, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you ski or do other things on the snow or ice?
I do love skiing. I love downhill skiing. I grew up skiing a lot back home in Duluth, Minnesota.
I was going to say,
so I do love doing that.
Yeah, can you really ski in Duluth, Minnesota, aside from when the landfill fills up with snow in the wintertime?
You kid. There's like a few hills, but I think my greatest memory of skiing was taking a trip with my family to Big Sky, Montana.
Yeah.
And that was where the real skiing was, and that was a lot of fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you're right in the heart of it here, and I know we've got a couple of resorts that are already open with the early season snows that we've got. What part of the world do you most want to travel to? Obviously, you've been to a lot of places, but what's still on the bucket list for you?
Ooh, I would love to go anywhere in Europe. I think that's the one place that I've been really itching to go to. I've gotten to see everything else, but I just haven't made it to Europe yet. So
okay, yeah, some great places, especially in Holland, the Netherlands, that area, you know, some of Western Europe there. Tell me something that somebody might find surprising about what you do with Disney.
About what we do with Disney, I think one of the most surprising things is honestly just like the perks of our job is the travel. I think a lot of people many times don't really think about that. They just think, oh, it's either a stationary show or you only do North American tours and like domestic tours. But people usually are really surprised when I get to say, oh, yeah, I've been to Japan and, you know, China and South Africa and all sorts of different places in South America and Southeast Asia. And they just always look at me with big eyes and go, you travel?
Wow.
Well, yep, we sure do.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've only been to Disney World and Disneyland, but I know Disney has got some other theme parks around the world, I should say. Have you been to any of the other theme parks outside of the continental U.S.?
Yeah, I've actually been to all of them except for Paris.
Okay. Are they all fairly similar, or are they all very, very unique and different?
I think the most unique one is Tokyo Disney. They have a very unique land or theme park that's called Disney Sea, Tokyo Disney Sea. And it's all very heavily based on stories like Journey to the Center of the Earth and things like that. And it's a lot more thrill rides. And it was really, really cool to go there. And then Shanghai Disney is also a really unique park in that it's really, really big.
Yeah.
So it took me 4 days to actually see that whole park.
Wow. Unbelievable. So now do you have the golden Disney ticket? Can you get friends and family into pretty much any Disney park on the world just by making a few phone calls?
I mean, I know some people. I do my best. I try to, you know, get my family to come see us and, you know, go experience some of the parks as much as I can.
Very cool.
The Disney magic.
Yeah, very cool. What can families expect from Disney on Ice here in Reno over the run of the weekend?
Our show's called Dream Big. They can expect to see some of the classic stories like Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Princess and the Frog, and then along with some of the newer stories that everyone loves like Tangled with Rapunzel, Moana, Coco, and a fan favorite, which everyone loves, Frozen. And it's just a lot of fun, a lot of really cool special effects. We also have a 20-foot fire-breathing dragon, so you have that to look forward to. Yeah.
Very cool. And this is the land of pyromaniacs with Burning Man that happens up in the desert just about every year. The shows happen tomorrow night, Thursday the 18th, 7 o'clock, Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday, there's two shows, one at 3 and one at 7. And then Sunday, the final show at 3 o'clock, Reno Event Center, right downtown on Center Street. So nice to hear from you. I got one other question, Cale. How cumbersome is it to do tricks on ice when you're wearing a massive costume and as what you wear ever tripped you up during a live show?
I mean it happens. It is live entertainment. You know, ice is slippery.
Yeah.
You can't change that. It's the physics of our job. But it's you really get used to it, but it's a different way to train your body, and you know, it's we're athletes and also performers, you know, first, and it just takes a little time to get used to, but once you get it, it's just adds to the magic that we bring to the audience members, and it's a lot of fun.
Dynamite. Cale Bergerson, Disney on Ice this weekend, the 18th through the 21st at the Reno Event Center. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.